Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 30th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. German antitrust officials say they're placing Microsoft under closer surveillance to prevent the company from engaging in any anti-competitive practices. Germany's Federal Cartel Office said Microsoft was of paramount significance for cross-border competition, citing the prominence of Microsoft's products across governments, businesses, and households to justify its decision. Officials say the company will be subject to so-called special abuse control for 5 years. A Microsoft spokesperson said it would work with antitrust officials. Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, says it filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google and Samsung, claiming the pair secretly colluded and imposed onerous restrictions on new third-party app stores. According to Epic's complaint, a feature called Auto Blocker is active by default on Samsung's newest smartphones, which prevents users from downloading alternative app stores. Turning off the feature and installing a third-party app store requires 21 steps. That effectively makes Google Play the only viable app store on those devices. A spokesman for Samsung said the company conducts its operations fairly and that features integrated into its devices are designed in accordance with its core principles of security, privacy, and user control. A spokesman for Google said the lawsuit is, quote, meritless. And private equity firm TPG agreed to purchase AT&T's remaining stake in DirecTV and then merge the satellite company with rival Dish. The pair of deals is designed to keep the pay TV provider competitive in the streaming era. TPG, which already owns 30% of DirecTV, will pay AT&T roughly $7.6 billion for the remainder of the company. In a separate transaction announced today, DirecTV agreed to buy Dish from owner EchoStar for just $1, plus the assumption of roughly $9.8 billion in debt. For the merger to go through, it will need approval from bondholders and regulators. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.